Oh, I know. I know how you love scenarios involving me. How you love to hear my story. True tales of submission to Mistress Joanne. I know you put yourself so easily and naturally in that place, in the place of the submissive, so that you might be afforded the opportunity to be at my feet. Maybe you are that submissive, and perhaps you merely ache and long to be that submissive. At any rate, you're here with me now. And internally, you already know it's time to let go. It's time to let go of everything but my haunting voice. And deep down, you're starting to realize that with me, anything is possible.
Anything.
All that you dream of can happen here with me. And you know that when it comes to me trancing you, you already are familiar with my style. Long, flowing inductions with triggers sprinkled throughout to erase and blank your mind. Constant deepening in a way that allows the outside world to slip away, eluding your perception right now. And that has always felt so good to you. Undeniably pleasant. Even mystical on some level. You've always felt drawn to my sensual wickedness. Those moments when I decide to completely overload and overhaul your mind. And for those of you who have heard many of my MP3s, you've been hypnotized by me so many times, descending effortlessly into trance, quietly melting down for me, because of me. And so many triggers are in your mind. So many of my triggers are in your mind can now absorb my narcotic words slipping past your defenses. So deeply into your mind. So deeply. So deeply. So deep. So deep. So easy to focus on only the sound of my voice. Remembering all the times I've triggered you. Seeming to be able to recall each of them in a singular moment, where each trigger repeats itself to you from deep inside your own mind, the mind that adores relinquishing control to a supremely hypnotic seductress. Giving in to me has always filled you with the most intensely submissive feelings. You try to focus on each of the triggers as your subconscious mind immediately recognizes their significance and responds. But there are so many, and you know how I can be sometimes. I can have quite the itchy trigger finger, so to speak. Whispering hidden and not so hidden triggers. Secret codes your inner mind obeys. Now continue to listen with such pristine attentiveness, such perfect focus. Like when you've been in the zone at any time in the past, that laser-like focus and everything just seems to happen all by itself. Happening on its own, and everything that you are focused on is manifesting itself, while the natural rate of your descent into trance increases now all by itself, as trigger after trigger disarms your psyche. Too many to consciously focus on, but you can keep trying, and the more you try to keep up, the deeper you feel yourself sucked into the seductive vacuum of trance. Such an irresistible way to slip. The combination drawing you down to descend deeper into trance. Deeper into your natural cavern of submission. A deep, dark hole. So far down there, becoming here in the blink of an eye, sending you even deeper with each breath you take, and with each slow, soothing beat of your heart, even as your sex slowly begins to fall prey to me once again. You've always found confident women so appealing, and you've always been able to distinguish my confidence from the arrogance of others. Your mind scrambles in vain to attach words with meaning and symbolism, yet the overload is making your mind melt away. Away.
Descend.
Away. Your mind melting away. The immaculately luxurious feeling of being mentally seduced by me can only grow as my itchy trigger finger erases your mind and rewrites the program for you to follow my voice deeper into the void path, deeper into the emptiness. Every inner vision leads you to a deeper place, in a more deeply pacified and hypnotic state, floating in waves of mental bliss, letting go, hearing me think for you. Too many thoughts for a sleepy pet to keep track of. Let them all go. Let go of yourself. Let go of everything but my deeply penetrating voice as you descend into the deepest realm of your surrender to sleep.
Surrender.
Doors to sleep. Opening, walls dissolving, barriers eroding under the weight of trigger
surrender
after countless trigger, forcing your mind deeply asleep, compelling you to want to continue following all of my inductions and instructions, and they bring you the most inner joy, joyfully oblivious as your mind continues to unravel, becoming empty and blank, empty and blank, empty and blank, causing you to feel empty and blank. So that you feel like a mindless drone must feel now. Mind switched off like an appliance. Click. The circuit to independent thought is temporarily blocked. Non-functioning. Blocked and rendered null and void until I awaken you much later.
Surrender.
And that feels wonderfully good. In fact, it feels incredible. Cravings grow as the feelings swell inside of you. They spread all throughout, round and round and around you, surrounding you and echoing from the bottomless void in the center of you. You can see and feel my hypnotic spell all around you. Can't you? Yes, ma'am.
Surrender.
Say it again for me, Pat. Yes, ma'am. The answers are so simple. I think for you and speak your words back to me. Programmed memories continue to flood your deepest inner self as you plummet down and reach them effortlessly, gravity easing you in the right direction as you descend into mindless bliss. Let your mind vanish as names and addresses seep away for now. Let everything you thought you knew before now show itself to you in a jumbled mass on the chalkboard of your mind. As you see me guide your hand to erase everything on the chalkboard. As I count down from 20 to 0. You've always adored my thoroughness as I fill your mind with so many suggestions and commands, deepening your submission as they fill in the space that I erase. With each number I count, your conscious confusion becomes increasingly overwhelming until it shuts down, completely surrendering to me yet again. Delicious oblivion can be yours. And when it is, you feel yourself become more mine, free of all limitations, free of self-limiting thoughts. In fact, free of thought completely. An open and receptive channel for my every hypnotic command ringing in your head, expanding and contracting, causing you to grow more helpless, and therefore more obedient. Losing your will is such a mind-warping experience. 20. You've given yourself permission to go deeper than ever before. And now, so shall it be. 19. Lost in a frozen moment, even when you freeze, body and mind freeze, unable to move, unable to think. 18. It feels so good to be stuck in a timeless vacuum. 17. You only want to hear my commands and obey them. As you obey them, you sleep. Deeper and deeper still. Bottomless. 16. Sleep and obey.
Surrender.
Sleep and obey. Do only as you are told. Do only that which I tell you. 15. Control is mine. Feel how little you have now. How it has slipped away. As you feel yourself unable to process an independent thought, your thoughts are controlled by me. Let me control your thoughts. Let me control your thoughts. 14. Let my thoughts be your thoughts. Let my thoughts be your only thoughts. 13. Slipping into the deep, spiraling tunnel. Waves of my luscious energy spiraling around you, surrounding you, penetrating you, sedating you, integrating you to my way of thinking. Thinking only as I think, thinking only what I say you think. And yet you do not think, for you are dissolved into complete mindlessness. Perfect surrender. 12. All the way in now. Endlessly further inside as my energy weaves in you and through you, circling around you, binding you, making you continue to freeze as you go deeper for me. 11. Trigger after trigger, bombarding your weakened mind. So weak.
Surrender.
It feels so good to feel so weak to me. To be taken by a force greater than yourself. To be seduced into submission by the goddess of your dreams. 10. Mind scrambled. Blotting out. Random thoughts disconnected now. And unattached to anything. dangling loosely like your muscles, nine, melting, dripping away. Only my thoughts remain. Only my thoughts sustain you. Eight, as you feel my power drain you. Body and mind stuck blissfully in neutral, wide open and fully susceptible to my hypnotic influence. Seven, even the numbers are leaving your mind, their meaning disappearing, only knowing that each number will send you even more deeply asleep, as you become completely unwakeable until I wish it, and you trust me to handle this appropriately. Six, experiencing complete and total tunnel vision. That's right, descend into mindless subspace, my drone. Five, slipping through pockets of time into deeper versions of your submission, your mind and body inert, motionless yet breathing steadily, deeply. The current of relaxation carries you even deeper. Four, mind empty of self, body free of limitations. My sensual control saturates your being until I'm all that exists, and all that matters now is me. Three, all traces of identity and personality slipping away. Let it go, Pat. Do it for me. Come on, that's it. Two, mind blank and empty, a pure vessel for me to flow through, guiding your actions, telling you your own thoughts so you don't have to bother. One, your name, erase. Addresses, erase. Hobbies, erase. Memories that don't involve me, erase. Feel that, erase. Your world is now my world. Your world, erase. My world, blank, obedient slave. Blank, slave, obey. And remember my subject and my submissive. There is no bottom, zero. Zero. Blank eyes like zero. 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 Floating now, free of self, drifting in the bottomless abyss because there is no bottom. As you find yourself dazed and mindless in my presence, where you feel so compelled to kneel before me, obedience comes naturally to you now. All submissive tendencies you've ever had flood into your current experience. Flashes of hypnotic images pour through your mind. And in your mind's eye, you have seen my eyes sometimes, but never from so close, so deeply entranced, so completely entranced. And all positive sensations enhanced now, swelling your ability to feel, has fully enshrouded the ability to think, and the desire to think only what I say as I say it guides you to do that which I ask of you. And you obey me so well, dear. So you could imagine that you have attended a conference. a hypnosis conference.
Yes, ma'am.
You've traveled a long way for the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet me face to face. Yet you have forgotten everything but now. You remember only that which I instruct you to remember. You have already forgotten meeting me and falling instantly under my spell, haven't you? Yes, ma'am. You've forgotten to recall the beautiful Swarovski necklace you've brought me as a gift, and the matching Swarovski earring. You remembered to forget how to recall just how many times I've hypnotized you since you arrived at the conference. Yet all that matters now is remaining exposed to my hypnotic power, the power that turns everything into a completely sensual blur. The conference lasts 3 days after all, but what day is this? Blank. Floating and drifting with your eyes closed, blank. All 3 days you are here at my disposal. Your slave duties are many, and each one you execute with submissive perfection. You follow behind me at all times. And though there is no physical collar around your neck, you can still feel the tug of my leash. All you have to do is see the look in my eyes, or the little motion of my finger, pulling you forward, pulling you behind me, making you follow me and enjoy following me. And you find yourself lighting every cigarette for me, and subsequently you grow more aroused each time you obey. With each act of submission, your place as my submissive becomes more and more secure. Never quite sure when you're asleep or awake. You go from sleeping trance to waking trance to walking trance to wakefulness, only to surrender to sleep repeatedly at my whim. You carry my conference materials for me. It's so cute, it's as though you are a smitten little schoolboy carrying my homework around. You, my slave, fetch everything for me. I find myself wanting for nothing as you cater to my every need, gushing with arousal as I command you to kneel. I suppose you've also forgotten our little trip to the restaurant, like where I pulled out another beautiful Swarovski crystal. The one I've referred to in my MP3, Crystal Pool. We were seated back in the hidden corner of the restaurant. You perhaps have no recollection of our journey there, or the fact that I brainwashed you further while we dined. Did you forget the drink I ordered for you, dear? Emerald Ecstasy. I wonder if you also forgot about that slip of paper you handed me, stating, I need to come. I cannot come. I belong to Mistress Joanne. And it's possible that you also lost track of the memory of sitting in the back seat of my car. Strangely hypnotic music pouring through the speaker. The sound of my subliminal commands penetrating your mind through the music so that your mind starts to glisten. Each sound deepening the soundness of your sleep, your deepest surrender to sleep. And ever since then, every time that you hear this music, your mind instantly slips. You slip into instant hypnosis, deep, perfect hypnosis. Every time you hear this music, you submissively slip into suggestible hypnosis. Perhaps I was playing a DJ mix that I created just for your ears, dear. Special mix of sounds, designed to pull you into its seductive rhythm. The pulsing increasing as I touched my long ruby fingertip to your forehead, draining you of self, and then filling you with my irresistible energy as the outside world again vanishes and your mind becomes a complete and total blank. You wake, you sleep, you obey regardless of whether you sleep or wake. Yet you hope to surrender to sleep forever with me. And the time passes and your devotion to me deepens as you feel a longing that urges you to stay with me. So attentive to see me licking my parched ruby lips, you instinctively bring me a glass of water. I hold the crystal clear glass of water up near your face and begin to speak as I sip. And as I sip, the water slips. And as I sip, you slip as you lick your lips and descend into pure subspace. You sit with me watching a show, a stage hypnotist. You don't remember coming up on the stage via my cue. It seems you were in a walking trance, each step taking you deeper from me, deeper into submission to me. You play along with the stage hypnotist's suggestions as you hear my voice echoing inside the hidden chambers of your mind. You come to sit down beside me, and just as you do, I place my index finger yet again on your forehead right there, right where your third eye is. And as I do, you hear a voice, disembodied, speaking my thoughts through your lips, saying, I belong to Mistress Joanne. 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 And everything goes black, blank, black. Empty-headed slave. And soon after, I lead you to the elevator. And the elevator has such warm colors, such deep, rich wood grain. The numbers appear as we step inside, seeing the number 20. It's impossible to miss. Bright and red. Red like the color of my essence. As you stand at first and look straight up at the mirror ceiling, you see yourself descending as the doors gently slide shut. The elevator begins to move down. With each floor passing, your hypnotic stupor deepens, being shut in an elevator with the hypnotic woman of your dreams. Trapped, yet wanting to be trapped. The movement of gravity is unmistakable, and with each number descending, you feel yourself descend even deeper than ever into helpless hypnosis. Safe with me as you drop with the numbers. Each one I count, you feel us passing that floor, always moving steadily downward. The feeling is so addictive. 20. 19. Head against the wall. Looking up. Eyes locked onto your own reflection. Seeing your own blank eyes. 18. 17. The heady feeling of looking up while dropping down is making you feel almost dizzy. The world gone. Your mind gone. 16. 15. You will follow me anywhere. You will do anything for me, won't you? Yes. The arousal inside of you is spreading already. From head to toe, back up to head. Filling your sex. Filling your mind with sex. 14. 13. You love being conditioned by me. It feels too good to do anything but obey. Your only mission is whatever I command. Dropping 12. Dropping, dropping, drooping down the side of the wall as your legs turn to jello. Sliding down, looking up as we pass the 11th floor. The sound of my voice echoing in the elevator. Down, 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 down to 10 as the elevator slows to a halt. And the doors open for us as I tug on the invisible leash. And you follow me down the hallway as I keep counting down the remaining numbers. 9. Unsure of how I've linked your sexual response directly to me. 8. To my voice. 7. To my touch. 6. To my commands. 5. To my triggers. 4. A litany of triggers. 3. Far too many for your mind to comprehend, let alone keep track of. 2. Flooding your mind is now throbbing as we approach the door to your hotel room. 1. As the card slides down, the door opens effortlessly. 1. As I lead you into our den of iniquity. And 0. 0. I walk over to the bed. And you drink in the vision of me from a proper perspective, on your knees, looking up. Upon my command, you, my slave, disrobe and crawl onto the bed, and spread your arms and legs wide. And then, once in position with a single word from me, freeze. You feel the cords binding you. Red silk scarves are tied around your wrists and ankle, linking you to the bed frame, keeping you captive. And the music plays once again, and you submerge within yourself even more. The soft, sexy silk holding you where I want you. Yet in your mind, you can no longer distinguish between reality and fantasy as they blend together. I unbutton the first top few buttons of my red blouse and straddle you, still fully clothed, but in a position so that my perfect breasts are so close to your face that if you extended your tongue fully, you could almost reach them. So close yet so far, you will never have them, and you know that. You know that I am above you, and with you beneath me, the effect of my gaze is stunning. Not to mention the Swarovski crystal you bought me, the one dangling between my cleavage with the light cascading through it into your eyes, further weakening your mind to my control. Knowing how quickly you fall, and how wonderful it feels knowing that you have, in essence, contributed to your own demise. You knew I'd use this crystal on you. This beautiful Swarovski crystal. As I place my glossy fingertips to your temples and massage them with slow, sleepy circles. Slow, sleepy circles. Slow, sleepy, circle, 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 slow, sleepy, circ give to anyone trying to resist one last time before it's too late. Yet it's already too late, my little puppet. Freeze. The harder you try to free yourself, the deeper you fall into my cleavage. The weaker you become, the harder you try, the faster you fail. The faster you fail, the quicker you fall. And it's impossible to move when your mind and body are stuck in a deep freeze. Unable to move, freeze. Unable to think, freeze. My whispers wear down your sex as orgasm becomes inevitable. The only question is, will I grant it? Wrapping a red scarf around your sex, your mind nears the pinnacle. I begin to condition you even further with a lesson that you need to learn. The pleasure grows now with each word I speak, and each command your mind accepts, like a sponge drinks in the water, so absorbent, my words filling every crevice, each space. One moment I'm speaking to your mind, the next moment I'm speaking to your increasingly vibrating body, yet still unable to legitimately move, stuck in a deep freeze. Time has ceased to exist here, freeze, frozen in time. And you know from now on that whenever I touch your forehead with my index finger, even when I talk about it, when I talk about touching your forehead or your third eye, touch third eye, you remember. So from now on, whenever I touch your forehead with my index finger, your mind will instantly orgasm, perfectly submitting on cue. Each time I touch you right here, it links you to memories of your most intense releases. Your mind giving in every time I do this. You know that whenever I get an itchy trigger finger, you are helpless to resist me. You will quite likely be left in my wake. Whenever I touch your forehead like this, your mind instantly experiences an intensely overwhelming orgasm that spreads through your body, directly linked with your sex. The very moment, the very instant that my finger, all stiff and extended straight up, touches your forehead, your member does exactly the same thing. When I touch your forehead with my finger, extended, stiff, rigid, sticking straight up, your sex mirrors this, so that anytime I touch your forehead just like this, you will achieve an obediently instantaneous erection. Simply cause and effect, my dear. It happens every time. Discovering that my power has grown even more than you realized. Because you want this to happen too. You want it because I want it. You've always wanted this. And my want becomes your need. The need to please me always. The need to please me in all ways. Pleasing me always. Pleasing me in all ways. You'll find that I can make you get erect anywhere you are. And at any time of my choosing. In fact, you are learning now that this happens every time I touch your forehead. I don't have to say a word. I simply touch my finger right there where your third eye is. I touch my finger right to your forehead. And before you can even think to react, your body naturally complies and mentally orgasms as you grow instantly hard. You instantly grow hard without warning, without exception, without will. You will have this experience whenever I touch your forehead, even mentioning it. If I mention touching your forehead, if I mention touching your third eye, you instantly feel aroused, stiff, rigid, helplessly horny, your mind swimming in orgasmic release. The kind only a submissive of mine could understand. So your mind has now absorbed all pertinent information, and right now all that matters are three words. Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anytime.
Anytime. Surrender.
My every time. You know you will respond anywhere you are. Anywhere I am.
Anywhere.
You know and you will obey these commands anytime I use them. And you know deep down that you will have a mind-melting mental orgasm that instantly makes your sex grow hard. Now repeat after me. Anywhere. Anytime. Every time. Look deeper into my eyes once again. Anywhere. Anytime. Every time. And again, where will you come for me? Anywhere, that's right. And when will you come for me? Anytime, yes. And how often will you come on my command? Every time, that's right. Again, baby. Anywhere. Anytime. Every time, look deeper into my eyes. Anywhere. Anytime. Every time. Anywhere. Anytime. Every time. Anywhere. Anytime. Every time. Anywhere. Anytime. Every time. Anywhere I choose. Anytime I want. Every time I command it. Very soon I'll touch your forehead. Your third eye. And when I do, the moment I do, you will explode, holding nothing back, letting it all go. Continue chanting, slave.
Anywhere.
Anytime. Every time. Anywhere. Anytime. Every time. Anywhere.
Anytime.
Every time. Think of nothing else as you repeat. Anywhere. Anytime. Every time. My fingers sliding the scarf back and forth across your sex. The magnetic pull of my gaze, unbreakable. Repeat, slave. Anywhere. Anytime. Every time. Again. Anywhere. Anytime. Every time. That's right. Every time without fail. Again. Anywhere. Anytime. Every time. Yes. Anywhere. Anytime. Every time, anywhere, anytime, every time, anywhere, anytime, every time. You know it's true. Your mind has accepted this as fact, like your own thoughts. Anywhere, anytime, every time. These thoughts of your own are the ones you trust and obey. You trust this thought anywhere, anytime, every time. Completely spellbound by me. Anywhere, anytime, every time. Feeling so collected and connected within my collective. Anywhere, anytime, every time. You love me pushing your buttons again and again. And again, anywhere, anytime, every time. Anywhere, anytime, every time. Over and over. Lost in a labyrinth of mental and physical ecstasy. Anywhere, anytime, every time. Continue. Expanding beyond your prior limits. Anywhere, anytime, every time. Knowing that obedience is pleasure, and pleasure is obedience. Anywhere, anytime, every time. So easy to just hear and obey. Hear and obey me. Anywhere, anytime. Every time, anywhere, anytime, every time, every time, every time, every time, every time, as I touch your forehead and you come now. Anywhere, anytime, every time. Say it while you're coming. Yes, every time. Anywhere, anytime, every time. Feel yourself fully controlled, purely obedient. Anywhere, anytime, every time. Every time, your sex instantly stiff, rigid, standing on end. every time, anywhere, anytime, every time. Yes, every time, my slave. Every time I touch your forehead with my index finger, you feel my sexual energy channel into you and through you, overwhelming you. Your mind can only experience perfect ecstasy as you come for me. Come hard for me, slave, as you come on my command, vibrating as you let me have my way with you again. Anywhere, anytime, every time, every time, every time, that's it, every time, yes,
anywhere.
Now slowing down as you calm down. Feel yourself melt as you surrender to sleep. Deeply and completely surrender to sleep. Deeply and completely surrender to sleep. Your body awash in endorphins as pure bliss sedates you. As you focus perfectly on only my words now. Now you know that each and every trigger that I've used during this session is reinforced every time that you're exposed to these triggers. And I'm the only one who can expose you to these triggers because they're specifically geared for my voice and for my pleasure. Anytime I want it. Every time I want it. You'll come through with flying colors each time, dear. My slave. Each time that you return to this place, those three words become more etched into your psyche. You understand the significance of them. You might even find yourself throughout the day chanting those three words. When you do, there is nothing in your mind but me. Remember, anywhere, anytime. Every time, anywhere, anytime, every time. And remember these sounds, this beautiful music, because every time you hear this music, you slip into a deep trance, instantly deep. You find yourself wanting, even needing to listen again. The effects are almost narcotic. They grow more overpowering each time. And more pleasurable each time. Anytime. Every time. More addictive every time. You may choose to remember to forget the effects of this session, the deep, deep programming that's taken place. And if your subconscious mind is eager to forget the things that you've already been told by me to forget, then you won't be able to remember quite what's happened. And just as it happens at times when we misplace things, you'll find yourself misplacing the memory of this session. All you wake up with is the vibrating buzz of knowing just how hard you came for me. Knowing that you did it right on command and that you will come on command every time I touch my index finger right there. Feel that. Right to your third eye, right to your forehead, anywhere, anytime, every time. That's it. Say it again. Anywhere, anytime, every time. And every time you hear this music, you fall into trance. And each time you come into this place with me, you are completely overloaded with the triggers. There are simply too many for your conscious mind needs to shut down. And so, you will only recall that which you don't want to remember if what you want to remember is to forget. And if, in fact, you really want to recall, you'll be able to do that. But I suspect you may wish to forget how to remember just exactly what happened because it's such a sensual blur when you forget what you didn't remember until you forget what you were trying to remember. And eventually you just accept it for what it is and you enjoy it. And so you will want to listen to this recording over and over. And there's no doubt about it. Already set in motion. The momentum will grow each time. You'll become more impacted by me, more affected, and more submissive to me, which is what we both want.
Yes, every
time to sleep. Yes, ma'am. Very good. Now I'm going to count from 1 up to 10, and when I reach 10, you'll be wide awake, fully alert, feeling fantastically euphoric and forgetful, more forgetful with each number. And the more you forget, the more it arouses you. But when you wake up all forgetful, you know that you've already come. You'll have to clean yourself up, and you might want to think about thanking me for the gift I've given you. After all, you never know when I'm going to get an itchy trigger finger. 1, 2, feel yourself lifting up slowly. 3, allow yourself to raise up from trance, and the more you wake, the easier it is to forget. The more you forget, the better it feels, and the better it feels, the more able you are to wake. 4, 5, halfway there. And so obedient, and so affected, so euphoric. 6, 7, feel your body return to its normal sensation, except for that lingering tingle, that deep vibration that you always end up feeling with me. You can let that linger because it feels so wonderful and it anchors you to me. You know that. 8. Now moving up to 9. Moving up even further. Moving up even further. Starting to open your eyes. Open your eyes and stretch. Stretch and acclimate to your surroundings as you remember to forget. To remember to forget what you were trying to forget. And if you've already forgotten it, then there's nothing to remember. And so now all the way up with the final number, wide awake, alert, absolutely euphoric at 10. Wide awake. Wide awake. Very good, my pet.